Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550. Gonna be that in an hour,
coming in my band, did you see the stat about the Jaguars in games with totals above 49?
I did not.
Oh, this is 2 days in a row. I'm so lucky. The less you prep, the happier I am. I got a tweet.
I feel like I prep plenty, but I feel like we prep very differently.
Maybe, yeah. This isn't even really
This is not the kind of thing that I would ever, like if I saw it in my Twitter, I just probably would have just kept going. I don't know.
So, hat tip to a follower of mine, Andrew, for this. And I took it a step further, by the way, but this is only...
That's not like you at all.
If I sound like I'm giving myself credit for doing, quote, work, I'm really not. I did a little bit, but this comes from him. And I haven't, because it's so good, I haven't decided on the best way to frame it. In their last 25 games, Jacksonville, where the total was 49 or higher,
mm-hmm.
What's their record? Straight up. Okay, so you're going through it. I had a trivia question for you earlier.
Which I hated.
Which you hated, and like, you know, all right.
Didn't
so
really
play
react.
The player.
I don't think I react very positively to it. I don't know.
Play the player. Why is he asking?
I'm going to get it. You're right. That's what I did.
And you went the wrong way.
I definitely did. Yeah.
Last 25 games, which spans almost 20 years. 17, 18 years.
Games that have had a total above 49.
49 or higher.
49 or higher.
This game is 52 right now. What is Jacksonville's record straight up?
25 games?
25 games.
5-20.
5-20, like the Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
0-25.
Yeah, okay. They didn't even get to 5.
They didn't even get to 1.
Yeah.
Their all-time record when the total, not the spread, when the total is 49 or higher, the history of the franchise is 1-25. This is when what I meant by I didn't know the best way to frame it, because there's one game in the 90s that they won when the total was 49 on the dot. They beat San Francisco. I'm sure you remember it, week one. And that was their first ever game, playoffs included. First ever game with the total of 49 or higher. They won it. They have lost 25 in a row since. What is that? Is that completely random? Is that just like you're bad mostly, so you're going to lose more than you win?
Yeah.
Are you in a division where like nobody's...
Although how bad are you if you're in games? I mean, as one-sided as a game can be, it takes two to get a total to be up over a total in the 50s.
This is, again, the lead-in total, not the total points of the game itself. This is not like games that ended in...
Oh, right. This is what it was expected to be. Right. What the betting markets were saying.
Right.
There were betting markets back then.
I mean,
apparently.
They have spreads going back many years.
I'm not sure how trustworthy their bookkeeping is. That's the first question I'd have. I'd want to do a deep dive on that.
The Bills you're welcome to. I mean, get up early.
I'm definitely not going to do that.
The Bills since 2008. All right? Since 2008. Have played 49 games with a total of 49 or greater.
Mm-hmm.
And they're 27-22 straight up in those games.
How many of these games from the Jaguars are with Trevor Lawrence as their quarterback, let's say?
So when did he show up?
This is his fifth year?
Fifth year? 2020?
I'm guessing at that, but it's got to be around that.
I don't know for sure, but they've had 16 games since the beginning of the 2020 season where the total was 49 or higher. They are 0-16. Was that the best way to do this? One of these ways is the best way to do it, because this is amazing.
Well, I mostly don't care about what happened in 1997. As far as it being germane to this. Yeah. But, him as their quarterback, even now, you could trim it down to this. Are there any of these games this year?
One. That's the Burrow getting hurt game. Week two at Cincinnati, where Browning went in and threw like three picks, and the Bengals still won the game.
Yeah. All
right. Long time ago.
Yeah.
Even for this year. I thought you'd like this. Does it matter? I don't know.
Probably not.
This will be the first time
probably not.
If Jacksonville wins since 1999, or the second time ever that they won a game where the total is 49 or higher, if they win the game.
This is where I would like to say something like, but they're not going to win the game. They're Jacksonville. Of course they're not going to win the game, but they're kind of in my head, so I can't really say that. I can't sell that.
How about this?
It's a much more comfortable lane for me to be in, but it's whatever. I want to be real. I'm respectful of Jacksonville, even though
it's weird.
It is weird. Yeah.
Let me put you in a back in yesterday mode for a minute and try this. The score is 28-24. That's the total exactly, right? 52. 28 carry the one. 28-24.
All right.
2 minutes left. The trailing team has the ball at its 30-yard line with 2 minutes to go. Do you want to be behind or do you want to be ahead? 28-24, 2 minutes to go, 30-yard line, first and 10. Do you want to be 24 with the ball or do you want to be 28 on defense?
How much time?
2 minutes. How many timeouts do you want? Would that matter? You want three timeouts?
It does matter. I mean, it does play some part in how you can play it from there. I'm inclined to say give me the lead, because the last couple of years the Bills have been the team in this position and it hasn't happened. So Maybe let's try that. Let's try needing to protect a 4-point lead, and maybe I don't know. Maybe Micah Hyde comes down with an interception. Wait, whoops, sorry. Maybe Jordan Poyer comes down with an interception.
Is he playing?
And he's talking today like he's absolutely playing.
Okay, that's good.
I think that's good.
Okay,
I think he has helped them be the best version of their defense that they can be.
Fine.
So. Yeah, I might want to try that. I might want to try that on, because the other way hasn't worked. But also, there is. I mean, you were talking. You got the win probabilities out from the last 2 years,
right here,
and it was around 34, 37, somewhere in that. Right, the Bills take over. That's their win probability, trailing by 3 in both of those cases.
No, so close. Almost the same. I put you at your 30. This is the 35. 4-point deficit. That's what I said. 28-24. The trailing team, the favored trailing team, so this is the Bills, not the Jaguars,
right,
being favored by 1.5, according to Pro Football Reference, 37.5% to win. So 3 out of 8.
Right. Oh, and then it went down for the 3.
If it's a 3-point deficit,
because you might play for the tie. Right.
You're only 30% to win,
right.
Because of the field goal. That's right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know that it doesn't work this way, but if it's 30% and I'm 0 for 2, I'm due. I should be able to get one of the 3 home. It's close enough, 33 point, whatever.
So it was 3. You're using the last 2 years, right? The Chiefs.
That's what I've built my house.
That's
on.
Your model.
Yes.
And those were both 3-point margins.
Right. Right.
Oh wow. That might be your answer then. If I pin you down here, your answer might be, if I'm down by 3, I'll take it because I'm due. This is contrary to the probabilities. Right. If I'm down by 4, I think I'd rather play defense.
Right.
See if they can score a touchdown on me.
Right. Mm. Yeah, I might go that way. I'm being awfully choosy, I think. I don't know if I'm exactly being a cooperative witness. Not that I'm a witness, but you know what I mean. I'm not trying to be difficult.
Well,
is all I'm saying.
You know, yesterday got good, believe it or not, in the middle of the show, and it was based on all the I got it today in Jacksonville when I was on with them. Josh Allen needs to win now stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot to be said about that. We took our wax at it yesterday. I got to a point where I said, the problem I'm having just sort of discussing this on the air is that it's all built around a loss here. Like everything is about right. What if they lose? And I don't really want to assume that they're going to lose. They're favored in the game, all of this. So I thought about this some more today and I thought, well, that's the problem with this week, because they can't make their goal this week. Like they can't do anything but survive. This week.
They can't do anything but do what they've done the last 5 years.
Stay in it.
Which is, win a first-round playoff game and then move on to the next one.
And it's Jacksonville, and there's a stigma there, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not a team you ever want to have to lose to in the playoffs. So
yet the Bills have done it twice in their history.
They have.
Somehow they managed.
Never, by the way, in games where totals were as high as 49.
Right.
By the way.
Good point.
Last game was 10-3. I don't know what the total was.
Yeah. But that game in the 90s probably hit an over.
I bet it did.
It was a pretty high
30-27.
Yeah, right.
I think was
right.
The final that day.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, this week is tough because if they win this week and lose next week, where does that leave us? Almost nowhere different. Maybe it's a different conversation about Sean McDermott or even Josh Allen because they didn't lose the first game, but I don't know that it has to be. It's fickle. Like, John Harbaugh is fired because they barely lost, and if they win that game, make the field goal, maybe it's Tomlin that's fired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, it can be like that. But really, that's more of a, like when you miss the hockey playoffs by 1 point, that, well, you had 6 months, you had a long time to get yourself into a better position. The Ravens didn't do that. The Steelers didn't do that. But anyway, like this week is only to not bomb, really. And they're barely favored. So it's no given that they will do this. But really, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a chance. You're not going to the Super Bowl if you win. You're just going to the second round, which you've done for 5 years in a row.
Right.
And that necessarily makes the conversation about this game sort of negatively biased, because really, what's a win? Just winning is the only,
It is. I mean, I guess this is just what happens when you've been knocking on the door for so many years in a row. I think it would be happening anywhere. Like, I don't think it's unique to Josh Allen and Buffalo and the Bills and Sean McDermott, really. But it is a hell of an existence where like, there's a world. Like, I don't subscribe to this, but there's a world where, like, what you're saying, I think, is true. Like, what did you prove by beating Jacksonville? Everyone thought you were better than Jacksonville all year long, probably, right? Because you've got Josh Allen and they don't. And however talented Trevor Lawrence is or has been, and however good he might be playing right now, he does not have the career yet that Josh Allen has and the team success. So you can go down there. You know, we're talking to Ross Tucker yesterday, and I watched a clip of his Ross Tucker NFL. What is it called?
Football podcast.
Football podcast. I want to get it right. He mentions it all the time by name.
I hope he's not listening right
and
now.
And he made the same point he made with us. The winner of this game is going to the Super Bowl, is what he thinks. Bills Jaguars are the two best teams standing, and whoever wins it is going to run through. Now, Jacksonville has a higher they have a nice likelihood of getting another home game. The Bills do not have that luxury.
It's not great, though.
No, that's right.
They need a New England loss.
They do, right. So it just stinks that you're in a position where you're still – we got through the regular season. We made it to January, right? I was prone to saying in, like, late October, November, we're not going to make it to January.
How are you enjoying January?
Lost to Atlanta. So mixed reviews so far.
Tensions are high.
Yeah. Not just, you know, as it pertains to this. But anyway, you should be able to prove more and accomplish more. But the bar has been so high that's why when we started talking about this yesterday, I said, I don't necessarily mind the point about it's time, because he's great. He's been an MVP. And if you out there, like, casually following the league or passionately following and covering the league and talking about the league, want to look at a guy like Josh Allen and the Bills right now, I prefer to make it more about the Bills than about Allen specifically. That might be where the biggest problem I have with the whole conversation is, because it is not just him, and this might be as weak a team as he's had around him since they went to the playoffs in 19, really, I think. I think you might be able to say that. Just personnel wise, they're thin in some really important areas, and still the bar is where it is because of him, and you can't win for trying sometimes.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, it'll be on to the next week. Like, we're going to be doing postgame on Sunday. And if they win, it's just going to be all about, well, what are the Chargers going to do tonight?
I know.
Right? Like is that right? That's the night game?
Yes.
Yeah. Right? So.
And then the Monday night is also the
AFC. Right, also pertains. Right. And so what's the matchup? Who do you want to play? How do they measure up? How bad will it be if they lose to that team? This is where we're living. And I don't know. I feel like on one hand, we have some control over that because we have the microphones, right? And so we can steer the conversation. But if that's where the fan base is at, we're kind of at the mercy of that to an extent. And I hope that doesn't sound like a cop-out. I just think like the conversation is the conversation, and we have it.
One thing that we'll have if they win Sunday is their first road win in the playoffs in 33 years. Not a small number.
No.
Like, that will be something. They'll have done a thing they haven't done yet.
But what were the totals in all of those games?
I don't know. What would the total have been for that game in Miami? I'm guessing less than 49. But still, that's an accomplishment that doesn't soothe the Nick Wright world. But it's something that they'll have done that they have not done in this era.
And might give you, what? Reason to believe they can do it again. Yeah, they just did it. So go win another game. I mean,
well, is anybody saying that? Like, I've sort of stumbled around this in the last few weeks thinking about the playoffs when it looked like they were probably going on the road. And that's, I don't tend to put a lot of weight on home and road. You know, I don't think it really matters that much. But I don't want it both ways. Like, if it's something that they haven't won road playoff games here with Allen or with McDermott, then I want to, acknowledge that. I just don't hear anybody say it. I don't hear anybody else mention the point about road losses. Like, it's something that, I don't know, I feel like I'm the only one saying it, but I'm sure I'm not. This year they lost, what, 3 road games and 2 home games? So it wasn't that pronounced
during
the regular season. Does it matter? You'd feel a lot better if you were home here for Jacksonville. You know, we just had that
for
last
sure.
year.
Yeah.
But you're not. And I don't know. I don't think I've heard anybody bring that up, that, well, they're on the road, so look out. Of course, it's probably 3 times in a row that they're going to have to win road games. That'd be beautiful after going decades without a single road playoff win. I mean, they have 4 in their history. 1965, 1981, 1992. That's the entire history of the Bills winning road playoff games.
Well, nobody's bringing it up because it's the kind of thing that gives them some degree of a crutch. And the whole argument is predicated on the Bills should have no excuses anymore. Because look, all the demons are gone, right? The dragons that you need to slay each year through the playoffs, none of them are standing there. Like, literally none of them are there. Unless you consider Aaron Rodgers in his current state some form of a dragon. I don't even know if he's a lizard at this point. I don't feel scared of him if they even manage to win a playoff game on Monday night. So that no one wants to give any ounce of, how hard this is going to be to them, because that disrupts the narrative of, like, this should be their time. No excuses.
So 2 minutes to go, 28-24, 30-yard line.
I think
first
I want,
and 10. You want to play defense.
I think I want to play defense.
27-24.
I think I still might want to play defense because they're probably going to just kick a field goal and I'll go to overtime and then I got to take my chances there.
Ooh. I have to have the ball. And, it's not just because of strategy, even though I'm less than 50% in each case. Like, if I just did it simply by the math, I'd want to be on defense no matter which score it is. But I just kind of want that answer. It's another year where we watched the whole conversation we have all the time. It's sort of beneath the surface where it's, and now it's above, now it's up here because it's that time of the year that they lost last year the way they did, and do I want to think that that's a offense problem more than a defense problem. I never really have, but maybe I'll get... This is the toughest scenario for what comes after. If they lose, you know, a 27-24 or 28-24 game, which is right on the total. One score game, I mean, the spread's 1.5, and this is the likeliest kind of game that you get. And if they lose it, then what? Then do I have my, I can't lose a game because I can't get stops anymore, so I need a different coach? Or is it another Josh Allen had a look at it, and it's not Mahomes this time, and he couldn't do it? I mean, it could be both. That's the maybe the worst case scenario for Sunday, is that it's like a close loss where the offense does plenty. I mean, if they lose a game like that, are we talking about how they don't have Diggs? Just maybe. That's another one that we just walk around with all the time. That not Diggs per se, but
just a receiver. Right.
Someone, receiver one.
Someone that can, you know, be counted on.
All right. Well, we are creeping our way to Sunday at 1. 803-0550 for your thoughts. 27-24, 2 minutes to go. Own 30-yard line. Who do you want to be? Yeah, who do you want to be? Most people are going to say Bills, right?
I think I almost always would say Bills.
But you didn't.
But I didn't. Because that hasn't worked. So I want to try the other. I want to try the other side. I want to see if I can defend.
What do you think? 803-0550 for your calls. Ryan Green, 1010 XL in Jacksonville today. Also, Sal Capaccio, as usual, a lot to talk about with the injury report. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. We'll look for your calls next. This is WGR.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,